I do it every time. I do it every time. I get Mike Claiborne on the phone, and I just start talking, and then all of a sudden Jeremy goes, hey, 5 seconds, we're back.
5 seconds. All right, Mike, we'll be back. 5 seconds, here we go.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, this hour of the Tay and Jay Show, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at KramerSiding.com. Mike Claiborne from KMOX and the Cardinals broadcast team, he's become just one of the great guys we have on our show. And, Mike, it's great having you back. I guess we've got to talk about this Colby Rasmus guy. I mean, seriously, Mike, he's gone, isn't he?
They're in a situation where they've got to keep this close to the vest. They can't openly say, we got to get rid of this guy.
Right.
We're looking to deal him because it devalues your property. Throw in the fact that you want to make sure that these man's partners feel like they're not getting a bill of goods. You know, you got to play it above board. So, you know, I think that his better days as a Cardinal are behind him at this point. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're just now at a point where we're just trying to figure out what is his real value. I know there was some discussion yesterday about the White Sox having some interest, but the guys they were talking about in return aren't very good. Or, you know, one's an unrestricted free agent. The other guy's a guy that works out of the bullpen who is a left-handed pitcher that left-handed seemed to hit pretty well. So, you know, I just think right now we'll just have to wait and see. There's a lot of rumors going on out there right now, so we'll see.
Yeah, and Mike, it seems like he's going to be traded. I mean, just because this relationship with the Cardinals organization, it just seems like it's beyond repair right now. Would you agree with that?
I agree with you, Jeremy. I think that, and you know, it's not a relationship where it's combative. Yeah. It's not an antagonistic relationship. I think it's just one that has just run its course.
Right.
You thought he was going to be better at this point, I think is what we're looking at. And I think that when you look at when he came on the scene, you thought, okay, well, we've been told he's a guy that's a 5-tool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not been the case. I mean, he's had his moments, you know, where he's looked like a pretty good player, but he hasn't been consistent. And I think at some point you have to say, well, here's a guy that's been playing every day for 3 years, and he's not getting any better in the current environment. So what do? Well, you try and make sure that you utilize his potential and getting a player that can help you more in immediate term than what Colby can right now, because he can't help you right now.
And Mike, you know, I know you talked about Edwin Jackson, how he's probably not a good fit because he's an unrestricted free agent. But I think the White Sox would be good trade partners because they have what the Cardinals need. They have pitching. And though I know Edwin Jackson's being talked about, I think Mark Burley, of course, the guy from around the St. Louis area, left-handed pitcher, and Matt Thornton, a left-handed reliever, would seem like they'd fit. Now, I know they're not young, and I know they're expensive, and you have to re-sign Mark Burley. But would that be enough for a Colby Rasmus?
Well, I'd like to have a prospect, maybe a double-A guy. You know, and I'm not necessarily sold on the local guy making good. I think, you know, sometimes that can be overblown, where there's a little bit more pressure to play in front of your hometown. I know Mark has always indicated he liked to pitch here in St. Louis, and maybe an American leaguer coming over to the National League, maybe he may have some input, but you know, I'm not sold on the fact that just because a guy, you know, gets his mail in a certain city that he's going to be as good as you expect him to be. So, but, you know, we'll see.
Mike,
but if I'm going to do business with Chicago, I got to get a prospect. And they don't have many in their organization.
No, they don't. From a White Sox fan, no, they don't.
Jeremy knows that. That's for sure. Mike Claiborne from KMOX. He's also the Cardinals broadcast team. And we won't beat the Rasmus situation to death. But, Mike, I'd like to ask one more question on it. Is it something to where, and I think you and I are kind of in the same boat here, that I would like to get somebody that at least projects as a guy, you know, the next 2-3 years that you're still going to have around and not just somebody you're going to get for just a half a season, right?
Yeah, I agree, Lon. I agree with you. I'm looking for a guy who has potential legitimate upside where maybe he needed a change of scenery, highly thought of, not just within the White Sox or whoever the organization you're doing business with, but a general consensus that this guy has the ability to be a good player, and for whatever reason it didn't work in that organization. Those things happen all the time. So I just think we've got to be in a position to make sure that everyone's done their due diligence with regard to whoever these players are going to be. What is their upside? Why weren't they successful? And what can we do? And what do we have in our organization to help them be better?
And like you said, Mike, the Cardinals are putting him on display right now. They're showing the rest of the Major League Baseball what he can do. He hit two home runs in the last 2 days, back in the lineup today. Have you seen anything different from Colby? Is he kind of marketing himself right now?
Nope. I don't think anything's happened. Here's what I think he's hitting. It's some low ball mistakes. Yeah, you know, I wish I could tell you more, but I don't see anything that's different in Colby Rasmus with regard to his swing. He's a low inside ball hitter. You throw it high and outside, he's going to chase it. You throw it in some other areas, he's going to miss it. I don't see anything that makes him better today than what we saw a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I think he's a feast or famine guy that really is really struggling right now as far as trying to figure out what teams are doing to him. And, you know, I just don't see it getting any better right now. Now, it could, but we're talking about the final week, and, man, you just don't want to take on a guy or keep a guy just because he had a good week of baseball and you think all of a sudden he's turned it around. My question would be, well, where have you been for the last 3 years?
Good point. Mike Claiborne, Camo X, Cardinals broadcast team. Speaking of struggling, right now Ryan Terrio is struggling to hit the ball, just not getting on base a lot for the Cardinals. And interesting today that Daniel Descalso is going to play short tonight against Houston. What do we need to get Terrio going?
Maybe a position change. I think the shortstop thing has affected his offense. And, you know, let's face it, you know, Terrio is a 275, 280 hitter on his best day.
Right.
You know, he got off to a great start, but he really hasn't been very good since the end of May. The defense has just been abominable right now, and, you know, they've got to get him going in a different direction. And I just don't think shortstop is a position for him in the major leagues. And I think that's had a lot to do with his struggling at the plate.
Talking with Cardinals.
Descalzo, here's the thing about Descalzo. He's an exceptional athlete, really good high school football player. Can play every position on the infield. He's got the best throwing arm maybe of anybody on the team.
Talking with Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster, Camo X sportscaster. Sorry to interrupt you there, Mike, but NL Central race really heating up. Of course, tied with the Pirates, the Cardinals are atop the NL Central. And this is kind of the week where the Cardinals can make up some room. I mean, the Astros, who just seem historically bad right now, they got two more with them, and then they play the Cubs. This could be a week where they can make up a lot of ground.
No, you're right, Jeremy. They got three more with the Astros. This is a four-game series. You know, I said at the beginning of the week, you got to win six out of these seven.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into Milwaukee next week, then on to Florida before you come back home. So you got to do some damage here and beat up on these teams just like Pittsburgh did in order to get themselves in the position that they're in now.
Good point. And this is the series to do it for sure against Houston. One other guy I wanted to ask you about, Jason Motz. You know, Mike, I mean, is he ever going to get that second pitch that is needed?
He's got it. He just doesn't throw it.
He just won't throw it. Interesting.
I mean, you know, he's a guy that's got a decent second pitch. He's got a little slider. He throws a little cutter also. He's got it, but he just doesn't throw it. I think he gets caught up with the emotion of, you know, I'm just going to blow it by somebody.
Right.
And sometimes that works. But, you know, you look back at Jason Mott and you think about it, they traded Chris Perez.
Mm.
Because they thought Mott was going to be better, and they thought Perez was going to have some shoulder problems because of his delivery. Well, he did get shut down last year, but, you know, he's had a pretty good run in Cleveland so far. And, you know, Jason Mott has been relegated to not even what I would deem a regular setup guy right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. How about Albert, though? He's starting to heat up, Mike, and that's kind of what we thought. I mean, I always laugh that what's he up to, about 280 now, and by the end of the year,
yeah,
you know that guy's going to be a 320. It's just how he is.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lon. He's starting to come around. The weather's warmer. He's seeing a lot of pitches. And by the way, he's seeing pitches without a Matt Holliday being effective right
sure.
now. Holliday's really been fighting it since Home Run Derby. So, you know, Albert's being Albert, man, you know. And I was interviewing Yachty last night. You know, he's swinging the bat well.
Yes.
He said, I guess I've been hanging out with Albert too much. I said, keep hanging with him, buddy. And he'll get a couple other guys to go hang out with him too. So, you know, it's one of those things, man, where, you know, you run across a team that you can fatten up on, you get some confidence, you get your eye back, and all of a sudden you can go on a tear for 10 days, maybe 12, you know, in order to really make a contribution. And I think that's what you're seeing now from Albert and Yachty and a couple of other guys.
Mike Claiborne, Camo X, Cardinals broadcaster. The big question of the day, though, are the Arizona Cardinals going to get Kevin Cobb? Come on, tell me!
Man, you know what? This NFL thing is so crazy. I don't know whether you heard that DeForest Jackson is now going to be Seattle's quarterback. They let Hasselbeck go a little while ago. I don't know. You know, the story was initially that Bulger was going to go there, but then somebody said Bulger doesn't really want to start. He just wants to collect a check as a backup. And I'm inclined to believe that. I don't think Mark Bulger is really too much incentivized to want to go out and take some snaps and actually get hit again. So I would just say stay tuned. And I don't know if Kevin Cobb's the answer. You know, I think he's a good player. I think he was in a good system. You know, I'm not sure if the Arizona Cardinals are where they need to be anymore. I'm a little worried about their offensive line. Their running game, I think, was okay. So we'll see. You know, we'll see.
How about the Rams? What do you think they should do, Mike?
They got so many problems, man. I think that they're going to have a setback this year, not because of the lockout, but I just thought their schedule was going to be too tough. They got a lot of issues to address with regard to their defensive line. They don't have a backup running back. They don't have a bona fide number one receiver. And their defense is it's a little suspect in the defensive line area. You know, you lose your number one safety into free agency. So you got some real concerns there. I think the Rams will take a step back whether there was a lockout or not.
Yeah, it makes a difference when you've got to play that number one or two schedule each year and playing the tougher teams for sure. Well, Mike Claiborne, this is why we love having you on. You can talk any sport. And, I mean, genuinely one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Mike, thank you so much as usual. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, are you boys rolling in for the Cubs this weekend, or are you going to just stay away again?
You know what? I think we're staying away. My family's actually, I think, getting ready to maybe head down to Florida for a little bit.
Without you, I presume.
Well, believe me, I think that's been in discussion with Gene.
You know what? If I was Gene, I'd have to take a break from you two. I'd have to just go somewhere and just have a cup of coffee and just reflect.
Why do you think I look forward to the weekends, Mike?
Exactly.
Hey, Jeremy, you owe us a trip, man. You by the time you show up, you know, it'll be November, man, and then you would want to go hang out somewhere in the snow.
Well, if it's November, that's a good time, I guess, for the St. Louis Cardinals if they're still playing baseball.
If
they're playing baseball, hallelujah to everybody. But maybe we'll see you. If we got to wait this long, then just come in for the Missouri-Illinois basketball. Okay,
well, I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. But if you can get Tay to stay here for a week, maybe I'll actually get down there once.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of like Shannon, man. He's always on assignment.
Exactly.
Every time you turn it on, Mike Claiborne's doing Cardinal baseball. I'm like, oh, Mike must be moose hunting again.
It's been a blast, but he's back for a while. I was giving him grief yesterday. I was showing him this is a microphone and this is a scorecard, and you know these are the players out there. In case you forgot, but he was in rare form last night, so we had a lot of fun with him. So
I could tell from the first inning on that Mike Shannon was back and ready to roll. He was having some fun, that's for sure.
He sure was. He sure was.
Well, Mike, as always, a pleasure, buddy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, fellas, anytime. And let's talk next week after we figure out what the trade deadline is all about.
That'd be great.
All right.
Mike Claiborne, thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Mike Claiborne, KMOX, St. Louis Cardinal broadcaster. I mean, if you can't tell, he's genuinely one of the nicest guys you'd ever visit with.
Except to Kobe Rasmus.
Woo!
There's some strong words there towards Kobe, and he's saying trade him.
Yep.
I mean, this guy's not what we thought he was. Interesting. You know what? I'll still take him for the White Sox.
Well, and you know, he blew off the media last night and did not talk. So I'm sure guys like Mike and those guys are thinking, you know what? Maybe you're too good for, not too good, but maybe it is time, in other words, to move
on. It just seems like such a heated situation. Yep. I mean, and I can't put myself in his shoes. He's going through a rough time here. Obviously, he doesn't want to struggle, but, you know, he hasn't handled the process, I guess, exactly right.
All right, we're going to keep talking some Cardinal baseball and some NFL. Adam Rittenberg's coming up next hour from ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, to talk about the Big Ten Media Days. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.